thought our guys went in there, particularly our young guys, and played exceptionally well. Defense played tremendously well, especially some younger guys against their first offense in the first half. You know, that was a very strong performance by those guys. I thought our offense played well. The biggest issue that we had, it was field position. I think if we'd had better field position, we'd had a chance to dig out of there. And really, it's nobody's fault other than the bounce of the ball. You know, you talk about the bounce of the ball sometimes. It was literal. The ball bounced down inside our 5-yard line a few times. Obviously, we want to go catch those balls. But that was the biggest factor, I thought, in the outcome of that game. But we got out of it what we needed to get out of it, and we're looking forward to moving on to our second home playoff opportunity here in the last few years. And I want to talk to our crowd, make sure they're ready to roll at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We need it to be a huge home field advantage. We need it to be our 12th man. I'm quite sure that our fans are going to be very excited to be out there and be a part of it, and we can't wait for them to be out there and be a part of it. It's going to be a great afternoon at M&T.
Just touched on it a little bit, but what did you learn from yesterday? How deep do you feel you are?
Well, I feel we are a deep football team. I think we learned that. We've learned that over the course of the season, actually. You know, Joe, we've had it at a number of positions. We've been forced to play different guys. And it's in the end, when it's all said and done, I think it's going to be a plus for us. It's been a plus for us. Guys have stepped up without fail. We really haven't had any of our young guys that haven't stepped in and have done well at one point or time or another. So we're really pleased with where we're at that way. But it's a whole new season. It all starts afresh. It's the playoffs. We're all 0-0 at this point. It's time to move on and play this part of the season.
It's a big for a lot of coaches and generals, I guess,
right. Well, you know, a lot of great people. And the toughest thing is on the families. You know, I think as coaches, we all understand the nature of the business. Players, too, you know, understand the nature of it. That's part of the challenge. But it's hard on families. It's hard on kids. We've got to change schools, pick up and move and start in other cities and things like that. So that's what you feel for the most. And that's, you know, kind of where your prayers go out towards.
John, what you're thinking about yesterday, obviously your goal was to get out healthy. Did you at least think about the fact that momentum and taking momentum in the playoffs, was that not important to you at all?
No, we thought about everything. We thought about all that stuff. We really did. We took all into consideration, and we weighed it all out. And we felt like we could win the game with the guys we had, and we almost pulled it off. I think with a little better field position, we would have pulled it off. So if momentum is winning the game, you know, then that was something we talked about, and we tried to win the game. But some other factors, you know, weighed heavier in our minds.
What's it going to take Coach Perillo's to be back on the field with the Packers in for a week now? Playing ready for the playoffs?
What's it going to take? I'm not sure I follow that.
Well, in terms of being ready and activated to play because he hasn't practiced.
Well, I'll just say that. I mean, it's a really good way to ask the question, Jerry. I mean, very, very clever. But it'll take me activating him on Sunday. That's what it'll take.
And what will that take?
It'll take me putting his name not on a piece of paper for the deactives. And you will find out an hour and a half before the game whether or not that takes place.
It's all going to be a game time decision.
It's all going to be a game time decision as far as anybody knows. So that's where we're at. This is the playoffs. And, you know, we're not talking about injuries. We're not talking about activations. We really don't care what you or anybody else thinks about that, as much as we love you. And we're getting ready to play a football game. I don't think it really matters. I think that's what we're doing.
John, you said before your record is 0-0. With it's a, you know, obviously win or go home mentality kind of deal. Is there anything you do differently that you would normally do during the course of a 16-game season to get your guys ready? Because you can't have an off day. I mean, like a bad day. You have to come in at your best, which you try to do during 16 weeks, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Right, and that's probably the best point right there is you try to do it all 16 weeks. So in that sense, we'll try to maintain the same type of a routine, a process. Process is a better word than routine. It's not really routine because it's a different opponent, you know, and it's new challenges every week. But we'll stick to our process. We'll try to do it the best we've done it all year. You know, we've had 16 chances to practice it, you know, to go through this process. We should be at our very best this time of year, and we need to be. And the team that is at their best this time of year will end up being the one true champion. And that's our goal when it's all said and done, to be the one true champion at the end of the season. And to do that, we need to be our best this week in order to play next week, like you said, because if you stub your toe, you're out. That's the great thing about it.
He's able to always, whether he's covered or not, it's usually a position to get catch. Body control and the routes knowledge or all those things?
I think all those things. Yeah, he's just got a knack at all those things. He's very strong. He's got great hands, great body control, great knowledge of the game. incredibly tough, hard-nosed guy.